This is Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Now, last week we heard how the Safeguarding Children Board is tackling child sexual exploitation, but we've also been finding out what North Yorkshire Police are doing to address the problem. Lisa Darville joined officers for a special evening operation in Skipton.
I'm Temporary Police Sergeant Martin Kaye, and I'm at the NPT in Craven, which is the neighbourhood policing team.
Okay, so it is nearly 6:30 on a Friday night. What are you guys doing tonight?
This evening we've got a special operation. It's basically an evening of education and awareness, which is around CSE, which is child sexual exploitation. So all we're doing is we're getting out and about to some local locations where we have a lot of sort of teenagers, etc., hanging around who could be vulnerable to sexual exploitation. And we're also visiting taxi firms and stopping taxis just to do some checks and basically raise their awareness of the issue as well. And similarly in local takeaways, etc. Again, areas where kids could potentially hang around who could be vulnerable to exploitation, and historically places and locations where they have been exploited in the past.
Is CSE an issue here in Craven?
Yeah, it is everywhere. I think people think just because it's a reasonably affluent, leafy kind of area that it doesn't affect us and it only kind of affects bigger cities and all the rest of it. And sure, we've got plenty of big cities around us. We've also got a lot of people from those cities that work in the Craven area. And not just that, it can happen in Craven. There's different types of CSE. Some of it is peer-to-peer, so it can happen within schools and within friendship groups. It's not necessarily like you read where kids are being trafficked around, although there has been instances of that before. But certainly within Craven and in Harrogate District as well, there are people in these areas that have got what are known as CAWNs, which is child abduction warning notices, which is basically they've been found to be having inappropriate relations with kids, essentially, and they've been warned in no uncertain terms that they're, you know, basically they're going to face action in courts, etc., should they continue with that course of action. It's a case of getting out locally and just making people aware. A lot of people have heard about it on the television, read about it in the news and all the rest of it, but it's actually getting out and putting the message across and making people aware that it is a real threat, and not to be complacent, as I say, just because we're in a nice area, it can obviously still happen here. Craven Council have started, for instance, an initiative with taxi drivers whereby they're giving them some awareness and some education on it as well. And we're working with our partner agencies. We've got the prevention unit out with us tonight who deal with young people who are potentially at risk or engage in risky behaviour. And we've also got our traffic units out and about, obviously supporting us in terms of taxis, etc.
So going to be going out to some hotspots, sort of speaking to young people, but also there's an emphasis on taxis, hotels and takeaways. Why is that?
Basically, with a takeaway, you get kids that hang around in takeaways. Also, you can historically, there have been the case where people have been welcomed into the takeaways and given free food, because CSE is essentially people kind of either building up some sort of relationship and making the young person believe they're kind of in a loving relationship, or giving them gifts, such whether it be money, alcohol, jewellery, food, whatever, but ultimately in return for that is a price to pay, and that's going to be usually sexual services. And historically we've found that takeaways have been one of the areas, certainly not exclusively, but an area where people who perpetrate this type of crime have targeted young people who'd congregate there. And certainly in Skipton in 2008, there was a case where a group of males were all imprisoned basically because they'd done exactly that. They'd groomed young females from the area, had them in the takeaway, giving them free food, then it turned into alcohol and drugs, and then basically sexually exploited them. So it has happened here, and that was years before the Rotherham incident came to light, for example. In terms of taxis, people have been using taxis to exploit kids in terms of transporting them and traffic them from location to location. From the term of taxi drivers themselves, they're on the front line, they see a lot of what's going on potentially, and so they can obviously just be innocently transporting people without realising what's going on, but they can be our eyes and ears.
I'm Olivia Bowes, I'm a family outreach support worker for the prevention service in Craven.
So we are in the mobile police van at the moment on our way out for this CSE operation. Just tell me first of all, Olivia, what your role is.
I'm here to support the police with the CSE disruption, to show that to young people that we work closely with all our partners, so the police and other agencies, and just to really engage the young people, go to the hot spots where young people hang out and just go and have a chat with them.
So, Olivia, we just stopped at the bus station. I mean, we weren't heading here, were we? We just saw a group of kids, so pulled over, got them all in the van. You're having a really good chat with them. What sort of things were you sort of talking about?
Well, we're just asking them about what they knew about child sexual exploitation. They were able to identify that, you know, you might get groomed, some people might give you gifts in return of favours. They were aware of it, but they're saying it's not happening to them, but they have seen other young people around the bus station and older males in cars coming and young people getting in. So they do say they are aware of the dangers. However, they weren't able to identify that, you know, these don't have to be strangers. They could be friends. They could be friends of older brothers and sisters, friends of friends. So it's just making them more aware of the dangers.
Hello, I'm PCSO and Shara. This is my colleague. And we've come round to speak to you today regarding CSE and child sexual exploitation. We're going around all the taxi firms in and around...
My name's Traffic Constable Ken Riley, and I'm working the road policing group in North Yorkshire Police. I'm based at Harrogate, but today I'm over at Skipton. We're just on Keighley Road in Skipton, and we're doing some mechanical checks on taxis and licensing checks on taxis. We're just here because it's a main thoroughfare into the centre of Skipton. A good place to stop taxis on the way in before they pick up the fares, and then we can just give them the once-over, make sure that they're fit to be on the road.
And part of the CSE operation as well, so were you sort of asking them about, because there has been some training, hasn't there, for taxi drivers around
there? There has recently. It's all part of an ongoing package to deal with CSE, and also to make sure we're on top of the mechanical side of things as well.
And so we are, coming up, it's about 8:45 now in the evening. Yep. We started off about 7 o'clock. So how's the night sort of gone so far, and what else have you been up to?
It's been very good so far. We've had very little in the way of non-compliance with the taxis. A couple of very, very minor defects that we've just been able to sort of say get that fixed. Nothing that we've had to do anything formal with so far, which is a good sign. You know, we're out here, we're not wasting our time. They know, you know, taxi drivers know that there's a chance of them being stopped and chances of asking questions and looking at the vehicles. So it's quite pleasing that we've had a fairly limited, you know, negative results with the vehicles. It's been very good.
My name's Alistair Robertson. I'm an assistant licensing officer and I'm out here with the police. So I'm just supporting the police officer. I'm basically making sure that the taxis are compliant from our end. Making sure they've got their badges, that the stickers are on, that the vehicles are safe. Just that general stuff, really.
And also, saying to Ken, this is part of a sort of CSE operation as well. So tell me about how sort of that ties into what you're doing.
Well, you know, protecting the public is our main priority. So obviously, we need to make sure that there's nothing going on with our taxis and make sure that it's a safe place, especially for children. There's certain things to look for example, like lone women in the back of a car on their own, that sort of thing. We might think that's a bit strange, but at the moment we're mainly making sure that vehicles are safe.
But it's also about keeping an eye out for that
exactly, as well,
and just having that in your mind and in what you're looking out for.
Exactly, yeah. We are just making sure that it doesn't happen in Craven, and we need to clamp down it and make sure that it won't come to Craven. Because if taxi drivers are thinking, oh, they're not clamping down on it in Craven, they might start to think, oh, that's a good place to go for it. But hopefully we're making sure that they don't.
So it's now 10 o'clock at night. We're back at Skipton Police Station after the operation. Just had a debrief with the team. How do you feel it went tonight?
All very positive. They said that the people they're speaking to, taxi drivers, some of the young people out and about, were all very positive, keen to speak to them on the whole. Very little resistance, some more helpful than others, obviously. But very good and very positive. And they've got quite a lot of good information and intel, which fill in quite a few gaps for us. So very pleased with how it went. And also quite pleasingly, quite a few of them reported back that the people they've been speaking to actually knew about CSE and had a bit of knowledge about it. So generally very good.
Yeah, and this is sort of an ongoing thing, isn't it? It's sort of about sort of monitoring the situation and keeping an eye on, you know, certain people, etc. So it's sort of an ongoing...
Yeah, exactly. This is just basically the first... It's basically a starting point for us to establish what people know, what they don't know, and for us to fill intelligence gaps and to fill gaps in their sort of knowledge and ours as well. And then from there on, it's something we plan to do on a regular basis ongoing.